Yes, indeed. We're back here live at the Liberty Theater, downtown Eunice, Louisiana. Where are you going? You're going to take some medicine?
The bathroom's that away.
The bathroom's that away. I'll tell you about a few other events coming up. Next weekend, if you're watching this show at the beginning of June, Lakeview Park and Beach in Eunice will have a barbecue by the beach, rain or shine. It's a big barbecue cook-off benefiting the Boy Scouts Troops number 425. All kind of categories, all kind of activities. And Saturday, there'll be Jamie Bergeron, the Kicking Cajuns, playing in the barn at Lakeview. Also, CFMA Association, Louisiana, Eunice, Louisiana chapter offers free lessons. Here we go, free lessons for youth and adult. Doesn't matter how young or how old you are. If you'd like free lessons on accordion, fiddle, guitar, and dance, sponsored by our friends at CFMA, Cajun French Music Association, been in existence for several years now. Started in Eunice with Mr. Harry LeFleur 20-something years ago. Well, these free lessons will take place at the Prairie Acadian Cultural Center, right next door to the Liberty Theater, and that'll be starting June 5th. Through June 21st. So even if you're watching this June 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, it's probably not too late to just jump in. And that's going to be every Tuesday and Thursday from the 5th through the 21st of June. And again, it's a price everybody likes, which is free. Mamu Tuck, give us something, Buzz. We'll be right back.
Abençoar em grow.
Yes, need a hand for Mr. Cody Popcorn LaFleur right there on the vocals and drums. Cody, that's me and you talk, me and you.
Yes, sir.
Where are you from, Mr. Cody?
Well,
you're not quite sure?
Well, I grew up in Evangeline Parish in Riedel.
Yeah.
And I moved to Iota to Acadia Parish.
Yeah.
So I'm from both of them.
You're from both of them. How's that working out for you?
It's working really good, man.
Working pretty good there?
Yeah.
I saw your daddy was backstage too. How about a hand for Luis LaFleur, huh?
Oh,
that's your daddy, huh?
That was Leeward. That's
oh, that was Lee.
Yeah, daddy's at home. He had to take a nap.
Oh, so that was your uncle or something?
Yeah, that was my uncle. That's
God
his brother.
Y'all keep it a family thing. Y'all watch each other, huh?
Yeah, we got to, man. We're crazy.
And the LaFleurs, baby. Sounds great right there. Now, what's some other bands that you play with there, Cody?
Oh,
Popcorn LaFleur?
Well, Carl Huval. I don't know if you know who that is.
I heard a lot about him. I'm trying to meet him one day.
I play with him sometime. I play with Briggs Brown, Ryan Bruni, Jason Fry. I played once with Paul Daigle. Jesse Leger.
Just once? What happened, man?
I don't know what happened after that. And there's a lot more, man. I just get calls, you know.
Yeah, well, that's great, man. You're doing a great job. How about a hand for Popcorn LaFleur right there?
Oh, that's it. That's a new name.
Thank y'all so
Popcorn
much.
Popcorn LaFleur.
All right, I'm going to talk to this guy right here. I wish y'all could see this rig. I love it. I wish I knew how to play it. I like the way it sounds. I'll tell you, between me, you, and y'all, typically, I'm not a big fan of steel guitar, but this guy is really hitting it. I think he's been playing it for a long, long time. See if I can get his name and how long he's been doing this. Yes, guy behind the, underneath the cowboy hat. What's your name?
Carl Huval.
Wait a minute. Hey, is that the same Carl Huval?
I told him to wear his coveralls, man. He didn't want to.
Carl Huval, you're the one from Eunice, huh?
Yeah, that's me.
Now, Kyle, you've played this stage many times and many places fronting your own band as accordion player. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Where were you on the night of April 17th, 2010? No, I don't know. I'm just playing with you. Since when you playing steel guitar, man?
Probably about a year ago.
About a year ago? What was the inspiration or your desire? What festered that for you? Say, hey, I'm going to start playing steel guitar.
Time to learn something else, I guess.
You've been playing accordion for many years, huh?
Let's see. 10.
10 years. And it really, this is great because there are quite a few young accordion players and we're really happy for that. But there's really not a whole lot of young steel guitar players, right, Ryan Brunet?
That's correct.
So it's great having you right here. You liking being the guy in the back of the stage instead of the guy in front of the stage?
That's why I do it.
Actually, he told me he didn't even want to talk on the mic. He's just liking hiding behind the hat right here. How about a hand for him playing that steel guitar right there? Loving it, man. It got a little B&B construction touch to it.
That's right.
All right, loving it. All right, let's do another song. We'll come right back. And guitar player, your turn's coming up next. What we got next, Mr. Ryan Brunet and Mamu Tuck?
I think we can do this as an instrumental, a little something called the Church Point Breakdown. We'll be right back.
Mamu Tuck, doing it Mamu style. Ryan Brunet, and the band is called Mamu Tuck. You're looking to do maybe some other gigs now and then, Ryan Brunet?
It's a possibility. I think we can start looking around town, start doing things up and down the road.
It's kind of nice that you do have a floating membership of this band, so it's whoever you can find, it's going to be good. That's all we know. We don't know who's going to be any given time, but we know it's going to be good.
It's a surprise.
So typically, Miss Christine Bullfile is in the band in that, too, but as we mentioned earlier, one of her daughters is sick, so she couldn't make it, but it could be Christine, or it could be, who knows? Yeah. But you'll always be there, right?
That's right. Me, hopefully these guys, Lindsay, Cody LaFleur. And all
Popcorn, that. You talking about?
Popcorn, tuck, tuck.
Yeah, all right. And how about Tex? Tex is going to make it right here?
It's a possibility.
I can put a name on him right here. When you're playing steel guitar and wearing that hat, your name is Tex.
When he showed up with that cowboy hat, I said, dang, man.
We mean business. All right, I'm going to talk to the guitar player who I like to put nicknames on everybody. I'm just going to go with Slick. Slick, get up close to your mic right here. Tell us what your real name is and where you're from, man.
T.O., my name is Jacques Boudreau.
Jacques Bruno. Where are you from, Bruno?
From the Grand Baton Rouge, man.
Oh, very good, man. You usually hang around with Brunet and them or what?
I try not to, man, but
seem to got that happens. Rap going around.
Sometimes you just get caught in the swing, and next thing you know, you play with other bands than that, Bruno?
It's kind of, I don't know, I guess I kind of play with those Malfecteurs, I guess, kind of.
He's not quite sure if he's a member is the vibe I'm getting, right?
Oh, he's a member. I don't know if he can hang with us. That's it.
Very good. You play other instruments, too, or strictly guitar?
A little fiddle, too.
Oh, very good. Very good. How is it hanging out with these guys in this? All right?
It's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah? Well,
can't
good.
Complain.
You've been to the Liberty stage before, or what?
Never before. It's my première fois.
How about for the first time? First time right here. Jacques Brunet from
Thank
Baton
y'all
Rouge.
So much.
Very good. All right, what we got coming in next? Mr. Ryan Brunet.
The Mamuta. I'm sorry, Todd. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, you good, baby.
Oh, okay. We're going to do a little something called Married to One and Love with Another.
Hold it now. Y'all think about that. What's the name of the song again?
Married to One and Love with Another.
All right, help yourself to it.
Yeah, don't start no ideas now. Come on, remember my face.
Cheat Vas, Maria Vecan, Alamora Vecanot. That's a hard life to live. Happy to say I don't live that life, but I can relate to the sympathy of the song right there. Hey, at some point, will Lindsay sing a song at some point? Future brother-in-law, maybe? Brother-in-law deal?
He's a little under the weather right now. He's helping us out.
You've been coughing. He's got the flu. All right, all right. Stay where you are then. By the way, this is Leslie Bouton Roulet, Rendezvous de Kyle Jansen. It's 1987, live music and dancing every Saturday night from 6 to 7:30 p.m. The Liberty opens up at 4 p.m. If you get there kind of early, you can even hear the sound check. That's like a little bonus. Admission's only $5. It's a Cajun radio and TV show from the historic Liberty Theater, downtown Eunice, Louisiana. Let me hit another little PSA while the band regroups. Saturday, June 9th, if you're watching this show, it's probably about to happen or just happened if you're watching it on TV. And if you're in the audience, next Saturday, June 9th, at the Northwest Community Center is the Louisiana Cajun Culture and Music Club's 27th annual Celebration de Cajun. I was actually on that thing when I was in that initial deal when it first started. That was 27 years ago. I was treasurer of that, and it made me leave. But anyway, it's Saturday, June 9th, Northwest Community Center in Eunice, 7 to 11. These guys will tell you there's a great band. Jason Fry will be playing us. He can play his stuff, huh?
That man can play.
He can play it. And again, so try to make it out there. It starts at 7 to 11, a good time for people like me, you, and y'all. We like to start a little earlier. I'm good with that. There'll be Cajun food, drinks, dancing, door prizes. Sorry, no one under 18 years of age, but, you know, unless they're a musician, then it could probably be all right, huh? If you're a musician, you could get in. So how old were you, Ryan, when you made your first gig as an official paid musician?
I want to say I was 14 years old.
14, and who you playing with at the time, and where was it?
It was in Houma, Louisiana, for the grand opening of the Terrebonne Houma Civic Center, and it was with Mike Dupree and those guys from out in New Orleans, the Cajun Troubadours. His son, Cameron's playing accordion with them now.
Oh, really? Okay, so you played accordion with him at that time?
Yep.
In Houma. You talk with him every day, he said. Different guy. All right, what we got coming up next there?
We got to get Jacques to sing a song for y'all, a little something called Tonayu Tonapu.
All right, here's Jacques from Baton Rouge. You're going to sing your song, Mr. Jacques.
You don't know the blood, sake that's important.
Boudreau, good job, Boudreau. How about you and the Thibodeaux? Y'all getting along, or still got a big rivalry?
You know that band, Mary Tweedell, and the
Mary Tweedell? Yeah, Mary Tweedell.
The bass player Sherman. Okay. His last name is Thibodeau.
Yeah.
And occasionally I'll play fiddle with them. So there's definitely a Boudreau and a Thibodeau in the band. And
a little Boudreau and Thibodeau.
Have mercy when that happens, man.
Yeah, I bet. It's like Hatfields and McCoys, which are in the news right now too, right there. Good job. How about a hand for him on the vocals right there, coming from Baton Rouge. But where's your people from? Well, the last name like Boudreau, your people are not rooted in Baton Rouge. Give me a go back a generation or two.
Well, yeah, ancestry-wise, I guess we came from Houma, which is kind of where Brunei's from. But my father, he played here a lot. You might recognize the name. His name is Dennis Boudreau.
Oh, right. Yeah. He used to play the Liberty in the Acadiana area.
Yeah, he was a fiddle player from Baton Rouge as well that would play with people like Paul Daig and Jamie Berzoff from Mamou, who's awesome. This guy Wallace Trahan, way back in the day, we played here.
Okay.
With him. Rice and Gravy was the name of that band.
But yeah, well, actually, those guys are still active, and Wallace lives in Opelousas. I'm actually taping those guys on the Swamp Roll TV show this Wednesday, if you're in the area, in Opelousas. Okay. Come check it out right there.
Yeah, I met him when I was real young, man.
Yes. Well, super, man. Well, good job. Good job with that,
Thank you.
All right, loving this band, Mamou Tuck. Give me an example. That's an example of it. Lindsey Young is, I tried it, but I wasn't comfortable with it. I guess I'm too old for it. I had to let it go. I tried the Tuck, and it wasn't working for me. I'm completely all the way out. It's more of a, for me right there. But y'all wear it well. And I tell you, that guy that's eating all that popcorn LaFleur and the drums, he's a good drummer in that too. He don't mind singing. Even when it's an instrumental, he's going to sing. Huh?
See, that's how I started out with an instrumental. Then I said, Doc, Doc, can you sing that song? He says, no. I said, well, we're going to do it as an instrumental. Then I hear him belting it out.
And he starts singing it anyway. That's that popcorn. That's that popcorn fuel.
It's crazy. It's crazy, man. It's a crazy ride over here.
They had a little bit of butter on that popcorn.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good Liberty Theater butter. Another thing I like a whole lot, of course, Miss Yvette Landry. She's got a thing, you know, because she plays music like five nights out of the week. And she wants to keep her knees strong. So if y'all notice that, she's working them knees. She rocks those knees really good. I'm going to start using that when I stand up because I'm getting old. My knees is bad. Good exercise right there. All right, Mamou Tuck, what's up next?
I guess we could try this song out a little something called Voudrais Marier, the Cannonball Special.
All right, here we go. Mamou Tuck, live at the Liberty Theater.
Dream Marie, me le vieux pas.
Abu Tuck and Ryan Brune. Ryan Brune, you getting married later this year, huh?
Yes, sir.
So I guess the chickens are laying now, huh?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful, wonderful. Also want to remind you about the 20th annual Festival de Viande Bouconnée. That's the smoked meat festival will be happening in my hometown in Villepinte, Louisiana. It's a benefit of the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 632. It's going to be happening June 22nd and 23rd. All kind of great things going on. Of course, Villepinte is the only place in the world where they can have a festival surrounded by heat, because they'll be smoking meat in meat boxes and everything in one of the hottest months of the year in June, and it's a great success. So go by and check that out. Villepinte Civic Center grounds, smoked meat capital of the world. Some of the live bands will be Bradley Venable and Cajun Craze, Elwood Charles and Swamp Magic, Gino Delafosse and French Rockin' Buddy, Boogie, 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 Louisiana Express, Cypress City. Actually, our Attorney General of Louisiana, Richard Ayoub, will be doing an Elvis tribute. I've seen that happen before. It's kind of nice. I'll vote for politicians that can also sing and play music. What do you think about it, Brune? Politicians that sing and play music.
They got my vote.
Yeah, there you go. Also, Greg Martinez and the Delta Kings, Don Rich with Tommy McLean. I want to be there for that. The band Cypress with Willie T, Charles Mann, and Lynn August. And again, that'll be happening June 22nd and 23rd in Big Villepinte. So y'all go see that like that and all that. One, two, three. All right, Brune. Oh, I got to ask this right here.
What's that?
I got to talk to Huval again. Huval, is this the first time you play steel guitar on stage?
No, it's about the third or fourth time, probably.
Stop right there. Text Huval right there. All right, I'm going to talk to Lindsey Young now, who's had quite a few great steel guitar players on stage at Red Stick Ramblers and other bands, too. What do you think about Text Huval for only the third or fourth time on stage playing that steel guitar?
I'd hire him.
You'd hire him? He sounded good. I noticed you looking at him and you smiling at his licks and that.
He's incredibly musical.
There you go.
Hey, I just picked him up.
You just picked him up?
Brune said, find a steel guitar player.
Did I say that?
I didn't even know I was playing.
You just, what, you thought he was taking you to eat pizza or something?
He just said, get in the car, we gotta go.
I thought it was Alfie Bajeron, bro.
He was at home practicing his steel guitar, and they were like, come on, let's go.
Sounds great. That's what I love about our musicians from South Louisiana. I think right here, most of them, except for him, are playing their primary instrument, but a lot of these guys could play so many instruments. You might see this guy playing steel guitar here. He might be here in a couple of weeks playing accordion with his band. A lot of these guys, so musically talented. And those guys up in there in Nashville and nationwide don't mean a whole lot to me. These are the people that mean a whole lot to me. Thank y'all. The Mamu Tuck, do us another little song. We got time for about two more.
Well, we got to do a little waltz for y'all. Little something, Mr. Dewey Balfour. Little something called Jamadé Te Pardonné. Thank you.
想深入高拉面深深的发现你们你刚去山口深你拉山门的大洞的不当去给不撒咖啡深深的地方懂得不去上去吗
Yesterday, the band Mamouchak, Petuli Mon Kilan Vase Frose. How about a hand here at the Liberty Theater and a hand for you at home? Come out here one Saturday night for the Listen Le Baton Roulet program, Le Rendezvous de Cajan from the historic Liberty Theater, downtown Eunice. The band has been Mamouchak. My name is Todd Artigo. Thank you for listening, thank you for watching, and thank you for coming out to the Liberty Theater. Take it away with a toe tapper. Merci, bonsoir, tout le monde.